live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. If you had your cell phone on around 11:18 this morning, no question you heard the presidential emergency test of the entire system nationwide. A lot of cell phones went off all at the same time today, and that's a good thing because it means it's working. Now, with today's test of the presidential emergency alert system, you know, it pays to remember a World War II event that's known as the Bombardment of Elwood. Believe it or not, a Japanese submarine snuck in close to the Santa Barbara coastline, about 12 miles off Goleta, California. This was on February 23rd, 1942. Now, this sub opened fire on targets in the area, and even though damage was minimal, the event was key in triggering a West Coast invasion scare. Soon, the sirens were blaring, the area underwent a blackout to keep the sub from identifying more landmarks to attack. And that event marked the first shelling of the North American mainland during the conflict. Seven Japanese subs patrolled the American West Coast after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The subs skirmished on occasion with U.S. Navy air or sea forces and even sunk a few merchant ships. Now, eventually, these subs returned to Japan to resupply, then returned to patrol American waters along the West Coast. Now, to take a lighter view of that with the buffering effect of history, if you ever saw the Steven Spielberg movie 1941 starring John Belushi, well, that was Spielberg's comedic take on the complete panic and overreaction that took place in Southern California during what was thought to be a very real emergency, not unlike the false enemy missile scare over Hawaii several months ago. Fortunately, of course, today's was just an alert. Well, on today's show, we've got a real mixed bag for you. We're going to open up talking to our friend Debbie Stewart from the Senior Connection, her biannual Seniors and Caregivers Expo is taking place very, very soon with a terrific list of guest speakers. Then we'll talk to Jerry Kidrick from ERAU about Wings Out West, and Maestro Dennis Hauser will be here for an all Bach concerto coming to St. Luke's. So, Debbie Stewart, just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, I'm Eric Henderson from the Prescott Regional Airport. The City of Prescott and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University invite you to the Wings Out West Air Show on Saturday, October 6th at Prescott Regional Airport, Ernest A. Love Field. Enjoy aircraft displays, food trucks, a technology expo, and a thrilling two-hour aerial demonstration, including a tribute to Ernest A. Love, Prescott's original hometown hero. This exciting event is for all ages. Gates are open at 9 a.m. Parking and admission is free. For details, visit our website, prcairport.com. See you there.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Dallas Stars live Thursday at 5:30, 9 a.m., 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 208. We have our buddy Debbie Stewart in the studio. It's been a little while since we've heard from Debbie, but one of the great things about having Debbie Stewart in from the Senior Connection, the biannual, that's twice a year, right? It is the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo coming up, and that will be a week from Friday, right, Debbie?
It will be indeed on Friday, October 12th.
And one of the highlights of the Senior and Caregivers Expo every year is your list of guest speakers, and you do not disappoint this time either. Tell us who's speaking that day.
It will be starting at 10 a.m., the Caregiver Emotional Roller Coaster with Pamela Krager from Kindred Hospice. At 11 a.m., it will be Aiming High, 10 Steps Towards Quality Living as We Age with Dr. Sam Downing, who is with YRMC Physician Care. At high noon, it will be Keeping the Rust Out of Your Golden Years, Tips for Avoiding Chronic Pain with Dr. Wayne Bennett of Bennett Clinic. 1 p.m. is Pre-Planning, One of the Best Decisions You Will Ever Make with Clint Walker, Funeral Director and General Manager of Heritage Memory Mortuary. And rounding out the day will be 2 p.m. with the topic of What is Probate? When is it necessary and what has to be done? And that will be with Chip McLaughlin, local attorney, law offices of Chester B. McLaughlin.
And the great thing about this is you're also going to have dozens of senior resources vendors. You'll have commercial, nonprofit, and government senior resources providers, free information about their products and services, and you'll probably take home a little swag too, won't you?
Well, we will have upwards of 60, 65 companies there, and they will have information, as you say. There's no sales going on. Their sole purpose for the day is to help educate the community as to what resources they provide so that if you're in need of their services now or you might be in the future, you'll be able to get all of that information in one location one day, and it's just a great opportunity to come out. And it's also mostly my member agencies, so if you would do me a favor and come on out and thank them for their support, because yeah, without their memberships, we wouldn't be able to offer any of these resources to the public for free.
And this being a one-stop shop for anybody needing these services is so valuable, because I know you get phone calls and emails from people saying, we've got to take care of Mom, got to take care of Dad. What do we do and where do we start?
Right, and the phone calls that I most often get is from somebody, usually an adult child, who says, my mom or my dad fell, they broke a hip, they're getting released from rehab, and they can't live alone anymore, they can't climb the stairs to the second story. Where do we start? How do we find out what living options are available, what in-home care providers? And so that's what we're all about, and my mantra is, don't wait until crisis hits to start finding out what's available. Knowledge is power. And so if you get the information ahead of time, you start checking out the local companies, mm-hmm, you can have all that lined up so that if and when the time comes you need that help, you know where to go.
Now, 20 years ago this month, I faced that very same situation. My mother had fallen. She could no longer live alone. And the doctor said, we're not letting her go back to that apartment. Now, Mom had six kids, and I contacted all of our siblings who all said the same thing. Oh, DJ, you'd be a great caregiver for Mom. Ah! I sure wish there had been a senior connection in St. Louis in 1998. It was only because of an angel at St. Anthony's Hospital that I was able to provide for her for the rest of her life. So what are some of the questions you get from people, you know, when they call and they don't know where to turn?
Well, basically, there's just a lot of concern, obviously, and there's some misinformation out there, but it's usually, where can I get this information? Where should I start? For my husband and I, that's the reason why we started the Senior Connection, is that we very suddenly found ourselves in the role of adult child caregiver, basically without a clue. And so I opened up the phone book and I started making phone calls, and the first question is, you know, where can this elderly relative live? And there's a lot of places that are not in the phone books. For example, some of the residential, or most of the residential care homes, could be a house right next door to you on your street where they're caring for maybe 8 to 10 people. Most of those are not in the phone book. So the very first thing that Dawn and I did is we created an online resource directory. Of course, that's not what it was at the time. It was just my way of keeping track of all this information, but set up the database. Who have we talked to, and what does this company provide, and where do we find that help? So, you know, what I usually do is tell people to go to my website at seniorconnection.us, like all of us are in this together, seniorconnection.us. There's an online resource directory, and there's a whole bunch of links to different information.
And I imagine a lot of people don't realize how close a lot of those resources are because they'd never needed them before, so they never filed them away. Now all of a sudden they're calling you, and that's why you're providing that. Now, one of the great things about this particular one coming up a week from Friday, that's October 12th at Liberty Traditional School, you've got Dr. Bennett, that's my chiropractor at Bennett Clinic. He'll be talking about keeping the rust out of your golden years and tips for avoiding chronic pain. You'll also talk with Dr. Sam Downing, 10 steps toward quality living as we age. Now, with the people you talk with, what are the biggest concerns people have physically about getting older?
Well, I think things just, the body starts slowing down a little bit and get rusty, as in the title. But what I have found is kind of a taking that question a little bit bigger, is that I find that a lot of seniors have declining health, whether it's a gradual condition or it might be an emergency that arises, like somebody has a heart attack or something. For the caregivers, they'll often feel overwhelmed. They won't know where to go for help, or they won't ask for it. They feel like they're in it alone. And what I've really found out, it's human nature, I think. We just don't want to think about the fact that we will all hopefully get old, considering the alternative. And that we don't want to think about it, or we don't plan ahead. And that's why when the crisis hits, that's not the best time to start looking for your options, because you have to make a lot of very critical decisions very quickly. Mm-hmm. You don't have the right information. So I'll get the phone calls when something bad has happened, and now we have to think about these things.
You know, that walks right into my next question, because our regular listeners know that I spent 5 years in the funeral cemetery pre-need industry, and I see Clint Walker from Heritage is going to be there talking about pre-need planning, because when you have a loss in the family, that is the one shopping trip you never want to make, isn't it?
It is, and the number of decisions that have to be made very quickly. It's been kind of likened to planning a wedding, but you only have 3 days and it's a sad situation.
Yeah.
Where the number of details that have to be dealt with, especially if people have not pre-bought a plot or, you know, made arrangements for cremation or anything, you can just imagine where you've got the siblings all coming together and trying to make decisions and get things done and agree on everything.
And who pays for what?
And who does what and all the rest of it. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. I may have told you this before, but one of the cemeteries that I worked at, my desk was right by the front window. And I could literally tell from the way people were walking across the parking lot toward the office, I could tell whether they had already pre-planned and all they had to do was come in and cross some T's, dot some I's, and write a final small check, versus those going, what in the world are we walking into and what are we going to face? That can be terrifying.
Yep. The best gift I think that parents can give their adult children is to plan ahead and share that information with the children so that they know what to expect, what's already been taken care of, what decisions have to be made.
Yeah, the peace of mind is just amazing. And, you know, in all of these other aspects of aging that your senior and caregivers conference and expo deals with, one of the things we don't think about till it happens is this can create a lot of strife in the family, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. It usually does. And especially if you've got siblings who don't always get along, don't always agree on things, when life is going along normally and well, and now all of a sudden you're thrown into that turmoil, it's just, it's not a good situation.
And I had seen my share of those situations where someone who says they have the money to take care of this, now because they have the money for it, they want to make all the decisions. And that can create strife too, can't it?
Absolutely. There's just so many things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dealing with aging, your own, your parents, your siblings, it's just always good to know thyself. What do you want to have happen as you get older? How do you want to live out your final years? And then have a family meeting and get everything down in writing, in paper, and, you know, black and white, the T's crossed and the I's dotted, and, you know, just implement your plan.
And if you're going to be the caregiver, be there before 10 o'clock because you want to hear Pamela Krager talking about the caregiver emotional roller coaster, don't you?
Absolutely. The ups and downs and the guilt or the resentment or the regrets, whatever it happens to be, there's just so much involved. That, you know, it's really good to start having those conversations way ahead of time. Don't leave any unfinished business if possible.
And tell us once again where and when for the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo.
It will be a week from this Friday, October 12th. It will occur from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. out at Liberty Traditional School in Prescott Valley. There's no charge to attend. You don't have to RSVP. Just come and go as your schedule allows. If you go to my website, seniorconnection.us, from the homepage is a link to the flyer so you can print it out, see the schedule, and then, you know, peruse the rest of my website for all the goodies we've got available for you.
And when you get home, give Don a hug for me and wish him well for the Mustang Show.
We'll do that. Thank you.
That's Debbie Stewart from the Senior Connection. Stay tuned because also coming up today, we've got Jerry Kidrick for Wings Out West and the maestro himself, Dennis Hauser, for the All Bach Concert coming to St. Luke's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. In Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, KQNA.com.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
You started a DIY project at home, then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we'll be cutting to Jerry Kidrick and Dennis Hauser very shortly on today's Q&A. In the meantime, Debbie Stewart has agreed to stick around for a few minutes. Debbie, it's been a while since you've been on the show. So for those who have not yet partaken of the Senior Connection, tell us why you started it, you and Don.
Well, we started it about 7 years ago, and it was in response to a personal need when we were relocating an elderly relative here from out of town. And pretty much overnight situation, we found ourselves stepping into that role of adult child caregivers. And like I said, it was basically without a clue of where to start, and we didn't even know what questions to ask in a lot of cases. So from what we learned, mostly the hard way, I said to Don one day, you know, I really want to help all the other little old ladies.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that's a very noble thought, but we need to put milk on the table. So we created the business model for the Senior Connection, and we have companies that provide services who join, become members, and then it's their membership fees that allow us to offer all these services to the public. And those services include not only doing the expo twice a year, once in the fall, once in the spring, but I also publish a newsletter once a month called the Caregiver Connection. We have every Thursday in Prescott or Prescott Valley, we have a speaker bureau presentation given by one of our members. These are the gurus in the community, and they're informational only. It's not a sales pitch.
Yeah.
Where people can come and learn about all of these issues and actually meet some of the company representatives who they can then go to if they need those services. We also have that resource directory on my website. Contains upwards of 400 entries.
Ooh.
Where people can go and look. For example, if you're looking for assisted living, in-home care providers, elder law attorneys, you can go to my website and you can find all of those companies and get in touch with them very easily, unlike what Don and I went through when we were trying to find all this information and there was no Senior Connection. So we just tried to make it really easy for people to become educated on the issues that affect them in their role as a senior and or a family caregiver, and then get connected to the local companies who can help them.
Now, you know, Money Magazine for the last several years has repeatedly named this area as a, quote, retirement mecca. When you first started this, did you have any idea how big the retirement community might get here?
Absolutely. And actually, when I was working with nonprofits maybe 10, 15 years ago now, it was identified that Yavapai County had already exceeded the percentage of seniors that the rest of the country was going to achieve by about 2030.
Wow.
So we already had a huge population of seniors here, and the retirement, of course, everybody wants to live here. It's a wonderful place to be.
Sure.
So it's just a case of now you really need to get your ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you mention that because I get the Los Angeles Times online every morning, and they send me an email every day showing about 25 or 30 stories in that day's paper I may want to read. And sure enough, there's a story today about all the California expatriates and how many have moved to Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. And sure enough, we're way up there, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's so many companies here that there really is a lot of help available. That's really what I want to leave people with, is that help is available. Please reach out for it. There are support groups, especially if someone has dementia. Really don't try to go it alone. Reach out for help and draw on the wisdom and the strength and the support of other people who've either gone through what you're going through or are going through it now. There are so many wonderful resources to please take advantage of.
And so many of those resources will be at Debbie's Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo. It's a week from Friday. That's the 12th at Liberty Traditional School on North Lake Valley Road from 10 to 3. And once again, free admission, right, Debbie?
Absolutely.
And what is that webpage?
SeniorConnection.us.
And stay tuned because we're going to have local and state news with Link and weather, and then we'll chat hopefully with Jerry Kidrick and Dennis Hauser on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quads. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
The Prescott Center for the Arts is bringing you a triple treat for our fall season. Our October show is Neil Simon's Dinner Party, a comedy about strangers thrown together for an evening of fine dining. Our November show is Trip to Bountiful, a touching memory play about an aging widow's journey home. The October production at Stage 2 will be Tuesdays with Maury. Dinner Party runs October 18th through October 28th. Trip to Bountiful begins November 8th, and Tuesdays with Maury begins October 4th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Prescott man has died following a crash near the entrance to Crater Lake National Park in Oregon.
On Friday afternoon, Oregon State Police troopers and emergency personnel responded to the single vehicle crash. Preliminary investigation has revealed 69-year-old Daryl Crittenden was driving on Highway 62 when he veered off the road and hit a tree. Crittenden was pronounced dead at the scene due to his injuries. The cause of the accident is undetermined. Highway 260 was reduced to one lane of travel for 3 hours following the crash. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Survivors of domestic violence will be taking back the night. As part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Yavapai County Coordinated Community Response Team will be hosting a Take Back the Night candlelight vigil in Prescott Valley. Survivors will share their stories, and Prescott Valley Deputy Police Chief James Edelstein explains why that's important.
Bringing awareness to the fact that domestic violence exists is the first step in prevention because, you know, some people that are victims of domestic violence might not feel compelled to report it or feel comfortable doing so.
Edelstein says domestic violence incidents should be reported as soon as possible.
The report can obviously come from anyone. Sometimes it comes from neighbors, sometimes from family members, and sometimes from the victims themselves. But in the end, what we're trying to do is to prevent the continuation of really a disease, which is domestic violence that tends to go from generation to generation.
Resource tables will be set up at Take Back the Night, which will be held on the Prescott Valley Civic Center grounds starting at 5 tonight. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Showers likely through the evening and into tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 51 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 68 tomorrow and a high of 70 on Friday. 53 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday and Friday of 77. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When it's so hot that even starting the car becomes an adventure in pain,
ow, 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 ow.
It's time to call 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Who in their right mind would defend men caught soliciting underage girls? Kyrsten Sinema did. She argued that men caught with underage girls shouldn't face child prostitution charges if they just claim the girls looked older. In fact, the Sinema defense was used to dismiss 5 counts of child prostitution by a man caught soliciting a minor right here in Arizona. That's wrong, and it's a troubling pattern. Kyrsten Sinema also voted against tougher penalties for criminals who commit drive-by shootings. Really? Even worse, Sinema opposed a bill that increased penalties for assaulting Arizona police officers. Soliciting minors, drive-bys, and assaulting police? Kyrsten Sinema talks moderate, but her radical views put us all at risk. The real Kyrsten Sinema is too radical for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When it's so hot that even starting the car becomes an adventure in pain,
ow, 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 ow.
It's time to call 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:33. We have the maestro himself, Dennis Hauser, here about the Prescott Corral. They have a very special event coming up at St. Luke's out by the airport, and they are going to do an all-Bach concerto. And maestro, tell us all about the good things you'll be doing at St. Luke's.
Well, thanks, DJ, for having me on today. It's always a joy and a privilege to be here. Yes, Johann Sebastian Bach. How do you talk about him in a short period of time? Here's a man who was born in 1685, died in 1750, and wrote literally many hundreds of compositions, 224 cantatas. A cantata can be a biblical story. It can be a secular. For example, he wrote the coffee cantata. He wrote the wedding cantata, the peasant cantata, and lots of cantatas written for the church. Bach's normal performance group was 16 to 18 boys and men. Very few women sang at all, and they toured with Bach on Sunday mornings to go to the churches. So he wrote organ compositions. He wrote a piece that we're going to be singing coming Saturday, which is one of the Brandenburg concertos. Now, Bach gave a group of concertos to the Prince Brandenburg, and that's what we'll be playing this Saturday. It's our first foray into instrumental music along with choral music.
Now, it's ironic you're doing it on this date, because in my mail this week, I got my catalog for the great courses, and in the category Music and Fine Arts, they have a DVD course titled The 30 Greatest Orchestral Works. Among them, Bach, Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, Bach, Violin Concerto in E Major. And I would bet you that you are very, very familiar and have performed probably all 30 of these great orchestral works. What have been your favorites through the years?
Wow. How do you say, out of all of the choral literature, Bach is a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way he wrote, because of what it does for and to the singer. What I mean by to the singer, it makes the singer become a better musician to sing Bach. You cannot fake Bach. You either have the notes or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a challenge for our singers. Not that they can't do it, they can. But I had to change the way I taught the music to the singers for these Bach pieces, specifically for the Magnificat. Magnificat is historically a piece done at Christmas, because Magnificat means the Song of Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken biblically right out of the Bible. But I chose to use it as a concert piece, and it's absolutely delightful. And the best part of it is our soloists are coming from Northern Arizona University. One of them is a scholarship winner from the Prescott Corral's Young Artists Auditions last year. So I'm using young people because I think they need these venues, DJ. They need to have this exposure to concert music. Yes, the university gives it to them, but this is a totally different setting away from the university.
There's a member of my family who for many years was a rock musician who, as he got older, paid more and more attention to classical. What can getting well-versed in the classics do for somebody, regardless of what genre of music they're going to perform?
Structure, form, analysis, however you want to say it. For example, Bach is one of the preeminent examples of how to write, because he wrote in such a logical manner that, and his melodies countered across each other. So beautiful weaving of melodic figures. But underneath all of it is this chord structure. And that's what rock and roll was built on. Jazz was built on, and obviously opera and oratorio and all of these music forms are all built upon structure. Without it, it's a meandering process.
And with the singing of the Bach pieces, what does the language say about the time in which he wrote?
Well, the language is universal. It's not specific to the time that Bach wrote. For example, Magnificat came from the origins of the Bible. The other piece we're doing is called Ich lasse dich nicht, der Herr segne euch, which simply means God is in charge. So again, we go back to biblical roots. Is this a religious concert? It is not. But we draw from that genre of music, which has its derivation and its language. We're singing in both German and in Latin as well. Both have their derivations from many, many centuries ago.
And that is one of the, is it the word motet?
Motet.
I'd never seen that before. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Motet is a short work. Bach wrote 6 motets. All of them are by their nature religious because they were used in the religious services. Bach was a Lutheran, and he started out his career at age 5 and 6 on the violin. He learned how to play the violin, then came the harpsichord, then came the organ. That was his primary instrument when he finished his career in 1685. He was an organist, principally and almost universally.
How important is it for a composer to also play the instruments that he's composing?
Well, you cannot, unless you live in the medium where you're asking your players to play, how can you understand their problems, their challenges, unless you know how to play the instrument or you have a complete understanding of the instrument? Now, can every conductor know about every instrument in the orchestra? Not by necessity, having a practical knowledge, but knowing where they play and their challenges in either playing the bowings or playing the fingerings on, say, the oboe or the bassoon or the violin. One of the pieces we're using, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 1, uses what's called a violon piccolo, which means it's a small violin because it sounds very, very high in the register. A very delicate, very difficult instrument to play.
And you will be conducting this performance, correct?
Correct.
And what instruments have you played coming up in the ranks?
Well, when you study music in college, you play an instrument from every family of the orchestra, i.e., you play a brass, you play a string, you play a woodwind, you play a percussion, you play a keyboard. Do you master them? No. But you're taught them so that you understand when you conduct the challenges that that player has.
And what are you listening for when you are conducting?
Wow. In Bach, it is style. In other words, Bach's style is so completely unique that you have to understand the style of Bach to be able to perform Bach the way it is intended to be performed, and that's our goal for this coming Saturday.
So you just got back recently from Germany, didn't you?
We did. The Corral.
Oh, what a story that is.
Well, the Corral was fortunate. This past summer, we took 48 singers to, we went, started in Berlin, then we went to Leipzig. Leipzig is the place where Bach entered his career. We sang in Bach's church in Leipzig. Then we went down to Dresden, where a composer who was a compatriot of Bach's, if you will, Hasa composed. Then we went down to a little city in Poland called Wrocław. Poland was part of Germany and was annexed after the war. From there, we went up to Prague, Yugoslavia, and sang there. Then we had some downtime in Vienna and had a wonderful time there as well.
Now, we all know about different sacrifices different musicians and composers make. What is this about Bach taking 2 weeks leave and walking 200 miles?
Well, if you can imagine DJ walking here, from here to Flagstaff and back to hear a preeminent organist, that's what Bach did. And Bach got in a lot of trouble because he went to hear Diedrich Buxtehude, who was the preeminent organist. Bach wanted to know, why is he so good? So he walked 200 miles. The problem is, Bach forgot to tell his church that he wasn't coming back for a while. He was given 2 weeks leave. He didn't come back for several months. Now, if I had done that at my church, my rector would have gone to France to look for me when all he had to do was look in my wine cellar, because that's where I'd have been anyway. So I mean, Bach did sort of bend the rules because he didn't care. He wanted to learn.
Now, as a professional musician with such a great knowledge of the classics, how important is it for you as a musician, regardless of your religious beliefs, to know the holy books?
Well, for me, it's the foundation of my life, but that's just personal to me. It is also the foundation of much of what we do with the chorale and then my work at church, but that's not why we're here today. All of these great pieces, the St. Matthew Passion, the Messiah, they are all based on texts from the Bible because they were written at a time when the Bible was more, how do I say, not more important, but took a greater role in people's lives than perhaps it does now.
And I understand you're going to do a pre-concerto talk, correct?
Right, correct.
And one of those things I'm sure you'll touch on, I understand Bach's life was not an easy one, and he had he exhibited often erratic behavior.
Erratic by the fact that he stayed and heard Buxtehude for 2 months rather than 2 weeks. And Bach was often criticized because when he taught a student, he expected that student to come prepared. Often they didn't. So Bach, being the person that he was, chastised them. Now you have to understand, Bach had 21 children. Some of them, four of them, all boys, turned out to be wonderful composers as well. And they obviously succeeded Bach in his life because Bach passed away in 1685. But Bach was a hard taskmaster. If you studied with Bach, you came prepared, or Bach simply said, no more.
Now, I understand Beethoven lost his hearing, correct?
Indeed.
And Bach was going blind, wasn't he?
He did. He actually gave license to a surgeon to do two surgeries on his eyes, DJ, and it rendered him blind. And for a composer, it's akin to what do I do now? Part of the onset of the blindness and the loss of sight was the fact that when he composed, all he had was candlelight. And much of it was during the night when his family slept, because that's the only time he could compose.
So going back to that mailing I got, why is the Brandenburg Concerto considered one of the all-time top 30 compositions?
Because it contains so many wonderful forms. For example, it may start with a very somber movement or a delightful movement. In this case, it starts with an up-tempo movement. Then it goes to a very, very slow, somber movement. But mixed in with all of this are mazurkas, which is a dance, polonaise, and trios. And I have to caution the audience, DJ, on Saturday at the concert, I said, now, folks, when we get to the polonaise section, please do not get up and dance, because the paramedics are going to be on call for the air show right next door.
Oh.
So it's going to be a delightful experience. But Bach's music spans the gamut of expression and delight and joy.
Now, to compare that to American music, give an idea, when I was in Los Angeles last week, the L.A. Philharmonic was rehearsing for their Bernstein music. Okay, compare American classical to European historical classical.
Well, that's a vast cauldron, if you will, or expanse of time to go through.
Sure.
Bernstein is probably one of the preeminent examples of the goodness of American composers. His Candide, his opera, and things such as the classic opera, West Side Story. Is it an opera? Indeed it is. It's an opera with a story set in times of the Jets versus the Sharks, as you know, on the west side of New York City. And he was just a brilliant composer and teacher.
Now, in all your years of singing and conducting, do you also write music?
No, I do not. It's one area I missed.
Well, let me ask you this then. When someone is composing a strictly instrumental piece, no lyrics, how do they come up with a title?
It's how they're moved. For example, Bach was always moved by form, as I have said before. And he took the form of the cantata, which allowed him to choose a religious text or a secular text. The coffee cantata is delightfully funny because the tenor starts out and says, coffee, coffee, I need my coffee. I mean, Johann Sebastian Bach talking about coffee.
Kind of timeless, isn't
it? Well, hello. Yeah, indeed it is timeless, yes.
You know, speaking of timelessness, and this covers all the arts. I've talked to a lot of actors and writers who say the reason so many of today's sitcoms are not nearly as funny as the 1950s and 60s classics is because today's, you can almost hear the punchline coming out of the writer's room, trying to top each other, whereas the 50s and 60s sitcoms came from the human experience, which doesn't change. It stays universal, and it even applies to Shakespeare. Oh. That's why it's still relevant, correct?
Absolutely right. The what I call the free stage is a couple of actors who have a basic outline of a script, DJ, mm-hmm. but they are left to improvise on stage like a jazz musician, and that's exactly what they do. That's why it is so fresh and unique.
You know, on that note, I read something in one of the movie magazines a few months ago about the actor William H. Macy. Mm-hmm. He was directing a play he had written. It was a comedy. And one of his actors he had hired for the play started getting off script and ad-libbing during the play. And afterward, he walked up to him and said, "You don't think my play is funny? Because you're changing the words. Why are you doing that? Do you have any leeway with these compositions, or would you choose to?"
You have leeway in interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Bach, you know that when you come to the end of a specific movement, Bach does not drag out what's called the end or the retard. Retard means to slow the tempo of a piece.
Okay.
But within Bach, it is not nearly what it is in Brahms, Beethoven, Schubert, Schumann, etc. So Bach gives you, because of the historical references, Bach gives you a reference to how to perform his music. Is there latitude there for tempo? Yes. Why? Because Bach did not put tempo markings on his music.
Interesting.
He did not.
Take me back to your childhood. When did the bug bite you about classical compositions?
When I was 5.
Really?
Really.
Take me back there.
Okay, gosh, that was more than a few years ago. I remember soloing in church as a young boy soprano all these many years ago. And we're standing in the First Methodist Church in the city of Montebello, Southern California. And it was my first time in church, and I was awed by the huge architecture of the church. And I was up there with the boys' choir singing, and the conductor gave a cutoff, and one solo voice did not cut off. That was me. So I had my first experience, and my mother was traumatized. She hid under the pew. That's absolutely true.
Oh, but my goodness.
And so I got to hear, subsequent to that, my first orchestral piece, which was The Pines of Rome by Antonio Respighi. And I heard it in Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in L.A.
Oh, my goodness. That's where the Oscars were held for so many years,
correct,
too. And, of course, right across the street from the Dorothy Chandler, you had that explosion of the sheet metal factory, the Disney Concert Hall.
That's correct.
Frank Gehry's masterpiece.
Yes. Yeah, well, interesting building.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yes.
So, at what age did you recognize you had this incredible instrument, and at what age did it sound the way it does now?
Well, most young men, their voices change between 12 and 15. Mine changed when I was a little over 10.
Really?
It's just one of those freaks of nature, if you will. If you want to call me that, that's fine. But that's the way it happened to me. And then that started in middle school, and I never backtracked. I've sung full time since I was in middle school.
Who was the first person who told you, you need to find a career in music?
Actually, it was my junior high school music teacher.
Really?
I remember his name, Mr. Voris, V-O-R-R-I-S, yes.
How interesting.
Yes.
And if you could pick any piece to perform yourself, is there a favorite?
My goodness sakes, that's, I'm in a room surrounded by six microphones, DJ. Which one is your favorite?
There you go. Yeah.
I would
it's
have.
It's like choosing your favorite kid, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah.
There's an oratorio called Elijah,
mm-hmm.
written by Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy. For me, it is the story of Elijah's life, because an oratorio always has a central biblical figure. The oratorio of Elijah. There's an oratorio of St. Matthew, the Passion of St. John, both of those by Bach. But for me, the Elijah spans the spectrum of emotion. From Elijah's total disparity and totally saying, Lord, I want to live no more. This is not a biblical expose, folks, but it's just the way the music comes alive. So for me, it would be Elijah.
And finally, tell us when and where and how to get tickets for the All Bach Concerto.
Well, absolutely. This Saturday afternoon at St. Luke's, which is on Ruger Road, just north of the airport. It's on 2000 Shepherd's Lane. The concert begins at 2:30. I always do a concert preview from 2 o'clock till about 2:25. We are giving our new accompanist for the chorale is playing the brand new $100,000 Schimmel that was given to the church just months ago. She's playing a Bach piece called a chaconne, which is a reduction of a violin piece for keyboard. And then the orchestra is playing the new Arizona Philharmonic, and then the chorale sings the last part of the concert. Tickets at the door only because the website is shut down, because we have about 20 tickets left.
20 tickets left.
Yes.
So act fast, right?
Act fast. And please, please come and hear the preview and listen to this wonderful music.
And that is the maestro, Dennis Hauser, Prescott Chorale. Thanks for joining us today again on Q&A.
Thanks, DJ.
Stay tuned because I got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, the Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Minyavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cards visit Minnesota Vikings Sunday at 9:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, you know, it's Wednesday. That means the Wednesday Night Classic movie series is going on at the Prescott Elks Theater. Tonight, you can enjoy The Never-Ending Story at 7 p.m. The Wednesday classics coming up the rest of the month include October 10th, Beetlejuice, the 17th, Hitchcock's classic Psycho, on the 24th, Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler, and on the 31st, The Shining, the Stanley Kubrick interpretation of the Stephen King novel starring Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 and then Soup Scoop with the PUSD principal Joe Howard and guests at 4 o'clock. Join me right back here Thursday with my guest Dan Adcock from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, calling in from Washington. Maestro Daryl Rauter from YCPAC for Gabriel's Requiem coming to Cottonwood, and Vicki Paris Goodman reviewing the PCA's Tuesdays with Maury. That's Q&A Thursday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.